You're listening to Soundside. I'm Mike Davis, in for Libby Dykeman. We're headed into the last leg of the big dark, that time of year when you want to just nestle inside, hang out on your couch, cling to our seasonal affective disorder lamps, and not really do much more than that. But we've almost made it through. You can sense spring if you know where to look. Why not get a head start on emerging back into everything the Pacific Northwest has to offer by checking out some local events? This month, we have a couple of recommendations to help you get through the tail end of the big dark. First up, spring is so close, you can practically taste it. At least you can this weekend in Coopville, where they're celebrating the bold, briny, and blue at Pin Cove Mussel Fest.
I had never had a mussel till I moved to Coopville. And the beauty of mussels is that they really absorb the flavors that they're cooked in. So if they're cooked in white wine and garlic and onions, they'll have that flavor.
That's Mussel Fest co-chair Kelly Seitz.
There's curry, Thai curry mussel. There's like so many different ways to cook mussels. And I think that's one of the beauties of mussels.
If you're thinking about going to Mussel Fest, bring your appetite. There'll be food vendors and there'll be local chefs from Seattle and Whidbey Island crafting dishes like paella. You can even take a boat tour out to check out the Pin Cove Mussel Farm, which Seitz says only happens at this time of year. And even if shellfish isn't your thing, Seitz says there's still plenty of Pin Cove to enjoy.
Getting out on the water in Pin Cove, it's just a beautiful body of water. And if you've traveled to Ireland, it has a little bit of Ireland feel with the hills around and really just that whole sailor, mermaid, pirate kind of vibe is what this festival is. And it's just, that for me is kind of that whole Pacific Northwest feeling.
You can find more information about the Pin Cove Mussel Festival at pincovemusselfestival.com. That's the first taste of spring. But how about sound? Consider heading to Othello for the 25th annual Sand Hill Crane Festival, which is happening March 24th through 26th. But you can make your way to Othello at any point this month, because any day now, an estimated 35,000 Sand Hill cranes will descend on this city in the heart of the Columbia Basin on their way to Alaska. And for a brief period of time, the cranes will actually outnumber the residents. Here's festival co-coordinator Jen Stevenson.
So our in-city population is about 8,000 to 9,000, and then counting outside of the city, maybe up to 12. So we're talking like three cranes to every one person come through, and they're very loud. Everybody knows when they're here, they have a very distinct call. Usually you can hear them much before you can see them.
Stevenson says some of the cranes only stop for a short time, like to eat and rest, but others will stay for up to 2 weeks.
Our cranes spend the winter in the Central Valley of California, just outside of Sacramento greater area, and then they fly through the Pacific Flyway on their way to Alaska to have their young. That's where they do that in the summer. And then come back through with those young. They usually keep their young for a year until they have their next brood and then kick them out.
Sandhill cranes are large. They stand about 4 feet tall. They have a wingspan of 6 to 8 feet. Festival co-chair Chris Bronworth says it's fun to go out and watch the cranes play with each other and even court potential mates. But don't let their playful nature fool you. These birds are not your friends.
The best way to see them is really from your car. You're out on the county roads, the gravel roads, and when you go by a cornfield, you can stop. You do not want to get out of your car and try to get near to them because they will fly off. And they're here to refuel and rest. And so when you do go out and scare the birds, it's not real good for their environment and for what they're trying to do while they're here.
There's still plenty to do during the festival weekend when you're not pulling over to peek at the Sandhill Crane, Stevenson says. This year's festival lineup features hiking, photography workshops, bike tours, and lectures. The point is to get visitors to not just witness the Sandhill Cranes, but to interact with the community and nature that make Othello.
And so we have tours on foot, by bike, by boat, by bus, and in cars. And so we try to like get people out there. And so it's like this new dawning of like getting out of the big dark, that finally spring has come, and they're like a big, the sound is usually what you hear first. Yeah. And that's when I can always tell, oh, they're here, because mm-hmm. I can hear them in town. They fly really high in large groups over the city. And then I know, okay, get everybody in the car. Let's go out and look for them. Get out the binoculars. It's time to go back outside.
If you decide to make the journey to Othello for the festival, Chris and Jen say to be sure to pack a pair of binoculars and dress for all kinds of weather. It is March in the Pacific Northwest, after all. Tickets for some of the guided tours at the Sandhill Crane Festival are already sold out, but you can still register for the festival until March 15th at OthelloSandhillCraneFestival.org. And finally, maybe you're going to wait for temperature to rise just a little bit longer before you embrace the great outdoors again. While you wait, maybe your hibernation den can use some new stuff to see and touch. Before you pull out your phone and start shopping from your e-commerce company of choice, maybe consider a stop at Thriftapalooza, a secondhand market happening at the Washington State Fair Event Center in Puyallup on Saturday, March 25th and Sunday, March 26th. Thriftapalooza co-founder Jennifer Wynn says the event wasn't just born out of her interest in thrifting. It was also sparked by her desire to bring communities together for the sake of sustainability and teaching people about conscious consumerism.
I just feel like with thrifting, you know, you find really cool pieces made, you know, 20, 30 years ago. It's just not the same quality. And it's just so cool to find, you know, like a vintage sweater, you know, that was from 30 years ago, or a dress, or like some cool candelabra or something. You know, there's just so many cool things from the past that are still around today that is great to keep going.
And besides the environmental benefits of shopping secondhand, Wynn says the thrill that comes from the hunt for a coffee table, a perfect vintage satin jacket, or a tchotchke that reminds you of your childhood could be enough to get you through the drizzly days of March too. If you have recommendations for any events that help you get through the big dark here in the Pacific Northwest, send us your recommendations at soundside@kuow.org. And we'll have more info and links to websites for all of the events we talked about up on our website after the show at kuow.org. Thanks for listening to Soundside. Don't forget you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM in Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org or on your favorite podcast app.